Welcome to The Future Built Smarter, a podcast in which IMEG engineers discuss innovative and trend-setting building and infrastructure design with architects, owners, and others in the AEC industry. I'm Joe Payne, bringing you one in a series of conversations with several of IMEG's Sustainability Plan champions, a group of dedicated individuals across the company who implement the practices of IMEG's Sustainability Plan at their office. Today I'm talking with Anchilla Monks, IMEG Sustainability Plan champion for the firm's office in Portland, Oregon, where she works in business development for the firm. Anchilla, was there a time in your life where you feel it was kind of a watershed moment where you decided that, hey, I need to do something to help the environment?
I was about 4 years old, mm-hmm. and my grandmother reminded me that since the ancient times, our ancestors passed down the principal duty of human beings to care for and preserve our environment, to live within nature rather than attempting to dominate or destroy it. So she said that heaven and earth and humanity are different manifestations of one life energy, and that we only have one planet. And this next sentence that she said really struck me. There is no planet B.
You grew up in Hawaii?
I spent time in Hawaii and in the Philippines.
I talked recently also to Jessica Lee, our sustainability champion up in Chicago, who also grew up in Hawaii. And so I think there's a connection here that that perhaps Hawaii is serving us well here in our efforts to achieve greater sustainability. With our sustainability plan, what has that been like for you to work with others across the firm in the efforts to refresh and get this plan in motion?
It's been absolutely wonderful. I mean, what was really cool about it is that just the energy that we're getting and the enthusiasm from everybody, and it's we have this brainstorm idea with a whiteboard of like just different ideas. It's just amazing how many people have actually the same challenges. I, for one, in our office, got really lucky because Portland, Oregon is one of the most, you know, eco-smart, you know, very, you know, just sustainable.
They're always one of the top green cities in the country.
Yeah, so many of our goals I could already check off. Like, we have showers in the office, there's already bicycling in the office, we're already doing carpooling, we have plants in the office. We're bringing many of those things, but it's really wonderful that the other offices are thinking ways how to bring composting, how to manage their waste, consumption in the office, mm-hmm. thinking of just different ways, just not operational, but also the well-being of all our staff. That's also first and foremost.
I know there's several optional initiatives in the plan. Have you decided on some of those? And if so, is there one that kind of really sticks out for you?
Well, the first thing we did is I first learned about this We Believe in Portland, and it's Adopt One Block, cleanup, volunteer cleanup. Mm-hmm. And so it's nonprofit, and I reach out to our community involvement committee leader or chair, who's Alexis Van Dommelen, and many others in the firm or in this office. And we have a group, we have a team Portland who will be representing We Believe in Portland and Adopt One Block at the Pioneer Square.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah.
Great. How many people are in the Portland office?
We're about 16. But you'll probably see about 14. There's a few of us who are working from home. I'm hybrid. I think two of us are hybrid and two are pretty much remote.
What's their reaction been so far?
No, they're really wonderful. So for those who are working remotely, and or working from home, you know, I mean, they're more very proactive about, you know, finding ways in their own offices to also, like, not just consumption, but, you know, producing the least amount of carbon in their own space. Yeah. And that's great for, that's one of the things that work from home is actually sustainable in a operation office, operational point of view. But like, for example, Alexis, she works from home, but she has this whole solar system that powers, you know, her office and her house. So that's really great. And many others just using public transportation or riding the bicycle, walking, you know, many things that they can do too. And so I tell them, you know, encourage them, do whatever you can.
Yeah. So it's really it's a lifestyle, obviously, if you're really committed to it. Do you have any advice for other firms who are considering starting their own sustainable plan for their offices?
Yeah, I think my advice is really to look out the big, you know, look at the big picture, look at your goals, and look at your mission statement. It would help if you, if you have the budget to. Or even if not, just like do a carbon audit, like sustainable audit for your office. So you have a baseline, because it's hard to know where you're going and, you know, the compare and see your overall impact without a baseline, without benchmarking, you know, also. So that's always a good thing to do first. And of course, advocate, always advocate.
Right. And Chilla, thank you so much for joining us today to talk about what's going on in Portland in our office there. And thanks for your efforts to help us be a greener firm all around.
Absolutely. Happy to help.
That was Anchilla Monks, Sustainability Plan Champion for IMEG's office in Portland. To hear previous conversations in this series, or to listen to other episodes of The Future Built Smarter, find us at imegcorp.com or on any podcast app. We'll be back with another episode of The Future Built Smarter. Until then, thanks for listening, and take care.